Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Always. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 28:20. A favorite old song of many senior citizens, of this writer at least, is the sentimental I'll Be Loving You, Always ballad written long ago by Irving Berlin. The sincerity of some who sing it may be questioned, but the many always promises of the Bible really mean it. Consider a few of these precious promises, for example. The Apostle Paul urges believers to be always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And to the same Corinthian church he later wrote, Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Then there is that other tremendous promise in the same epistle. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. The greatest such promise is that in our text, when the Lord Jesus Christ himself promised that I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. There are also a number of very important exhortations in the scriptures involving an always type of commitment. For example, Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. That is, never give up praying just because the answer seems a long time coming. Furthermore, Paul says that we should be giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then we are to rejoice in the Lord always. Finally, there is the command to be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.